Off the Ball.
GAA. And any team that has David Clifford, you know, has another chance of winning. You know, I wouldn't have said Armagh were at a back-to-back level, but they're answering all the questions. They're ticking all the boxes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Okay, I'm here with Stephanie Zamora, Ellen Keane and Natalie Lennon. They're about to tee off at the Pro-Am here at the KPMG Women's Irish Open. Girls, you've been part of the first tee programme for the last 10 to 12 weeks. How's it gone for you?
I think that kind of answers it. Yeah, it's been really good learning how to play golf, but I don't think any of us realised how big an event this is. I think I turned up here yesterday at Carton House and couldn't get over the setup, so the nerves definitely set in for me yesterday. But I'm really excited. It feels so special to be part of this.
Yeah, and obviously the training's been going on. Is there anything that surprised you about golf that maybe you hadn't expected?
We've all said this, haven't we? Yeah. I think for me personally, I went to the driving range for years, kind of just hitting the ball, but never actually knew the technique. So learning the different clubs to use for each distance, all that sort of stuff has been definitely a learning experience. Even just when we came out to do a few shots a couple of weeks ago, we're like, which club do I use? And people are looking, going, you don't know? And it's like, well, we've just started playing, we're not sure. Like, so all those little details have been difficult to get used to, but it's been enjoyable learning. And I think we're all kind of excited / nervous for today, so it's exciting to look forward to.
Yeah, and is there anything you think from your own sort of sports and your own walks of life that you've actually brought into the golf, maybe dealing with the pressure of it or the sort of nerves leading up to it?
Do you know, I was thinking leading up to today, I feel like as an adult you're so afraid to be a beginner and learning golf for the first time. Like, I had only gone to a driving range once in comparison to Stephanie. That's why I'm nowhere near as good as Stephanie. But I feel like you just have to let go of that fear of being a beginner, whether it's getting into golf or anything else in your life, and realising that pushing outside that comfort zone is going to help you in every area.
And what's the programme like itself? Because obviously it's aimed at getting more girls and women in Ireland involved in the sport. How important is that for you to be part of something like that?
Hugely important. The Get Into Golf programme in all the local golf clubs, it's amazing. I've been to a few clubs throughout like this whole campaign, practising at different ranges, different golf courses, and every single person there says that the programme here is amazing, you should come, you have to join, that all of the ladies not just get into golf and learn the game, but they make like new friendships and new social circles, and they all play together with people that they'd never met before then. So it's a fantastic initiative, and I think as the years go on, we're only going to see more and more and more hundreds of women get into golf throughout Ireland with it.
And what would you say to any girls or women starting off maybe on their golfing journey?
Be patient.
Number one tip.
I started off, and do you know when you start something for the first time and you're like, I'm really good at this, and then it sets in and you kind of realize, oh, the frustration, the patience. Yeah, so the lack of patience for me has probably been my weakness, but just kind of trying to talk myself through it and trying to focus and just being kind to myself is probably, that's when I'm able to hit the ball, when I'm trying to be patient.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think, and what yourself said, it's just about kind of taking on challenges and giving it a go. I think that's the most important thing. And I think the longer you're doing it, the better you get. And I've spoke to people that play golf for like 20, 30 years, and they said it doesn't get any easier. So they still hit slices, they still miss hit the ball. So it's something that just kind of comes. So it's just about, as Ellen said, being patient with yourself and not getting too frustrated, but it is enjoyable.
And obviously, the two of you have obviously just stopped playing in your respective sports, and obviously the swimming. Is this something you think that you'll keep going now in your retirement?
I definitely think I will. I think I've really got, got competitive with it more than anything. You know, once you start, you know me, Scarlett.
Really,
I'm quite competitive. So I think once I start something, I always want to get better at it. Or if not, I just go, right, that's not for me, and I walk away. But I think this is something that's kind of captured me, and I really want to stick at it and keep learning and trying to get better. So, I know about yourself.
I think my favourite part of it is the social side of it. Like, you can just go to the driving range by yourself and hit a few balls, but you can make it really social. And I've met so many amazing people on this journey as well. So definitely for the social side of things.
Yeah, as well, I'd say 100%. I hope to keep it up. Like, even over the last few weeks, we went out playing with my partner's grandparents, and they've been playing for years, and they go abroad playing together every year in their 70s and 80s. So I hope that's going to be me too. Like, 12 weeks into my golfing journey, I'm still very much so a beginner, and that's one thing I'd say as well. Don't expect to get really good in 12 weeks, because we're nowhere near that. But we've all the time in the world, and that's okay. It's about enjoying the process, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, and what do you think for the week? Who do you think is going to take home?
Oh, God. I think I've won the Irish, won't we?
I'd love to see Lauren
Walsh.
Yeah.
Walsh. Yeah.
Lauren Walsh took us out and taught us a few things, so I'd love to see her win.
Was that very helpful then, having a pro sort of take you through the ranks?
It was, for me, it was really nice just to have a pro be like, look, it's fine. This is what it is, and giving us some tips and showing us that it's okay to be a beginner. I think that was really, really nice. Yeah. And it was just so impressive to see her do her thing. So.
And was it like night and day between sort of ye golfing and obviously her golfing? Was it just?
Well, maybe for me and Natalie, but Stephanie. Stephanie's really good.
Yeah, no, I think just like we said before, it's just seeing the different techniques. Like, they make it look easy, even just watching the pros tee off there a second ago. It's like, how did I make it go straight every single time they hit it? Because I think for us as beginners, most of the time they slice or we don't or we miss hit them. So I think they just make it look easy by doing it. They've obviously been doing it for a long time and practicing, but yeah, we've a long way to go before we catch up with the guys, I think.
To unlock lots more from the OTB Daily feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
When it's 15 and 14 for 55 odd minutes of a game, and for Dublin to, you know, out tackle us, to outscore us, they had more opportunities to score. 15 against 14. I don't think any Limerick player would stand up and say that that was, you know, we lost admirably.
And we also had this.
A fella sent me a message on LinkedIn that still had the AI chat BT prompt at the end of it. Would I like my abuse more formal or conversational? So, like. This stuff is a broad, you know, it comes on a spectrum, you know what I mean? Like, just because somebody is critical doesn't mean you have to listen to it.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.